I spent a few days in West Hollywood visiting my ailing mama. I was sitting at the dining room table at the Garden of Palms home for the elderly with my mother and three of her best friends. My mother at 70 years old is the youngest. The other three are in their 90s and old enough to be her mother. They're well coiffed and dressed in smart outfits, matching, of course. Whether it's Sylvia with her silky Chinese ensemble, or my mom in her denim jeans and top, or Phyllis, the artist whose name is stenciled all over her cloth bag, or Ruth at 91, resplendent in her hot pink warm-up suit. Even though they go no further than the dining room on the first floor, they preen and prepare to come to supper. Ruth, surveying her salmon and rice, blurts out, "I gotta lose some weight. I just hate my stomach." I must admit I wasn't surprised. Even at her ripe old age, she's still consumed with how much she weighs and how she looks. Phyllis's daughter-in-law had popped in and was talking about her new fat flush diet, and everyone agreed she looked marvelous. I mean, after she saw those pictures of herself at her son's wedding, that was the straw that broke the camel's back, and we all know why. I couldn't help taking my own body's inventory, like my inability to even see my stomach past my extra hefty bosom. I should probably lose some weight too, I thought, and pulled my sarong more securely over my cleavage. The obsession followed me into public, while my mother and I wandered through the farmer's market. No, not like our weekly gatherings with farmer's cheeses and earthly delights, but the one on Fairfax and Third, where they sell goods manufactured much further away. My mother and I, on our quest to buy some paperback mysteries, yes, she needs a lot of good reading material sitting in dialysis for 4 hours every other day. So we went to Barnes & Noble, while Janet Jackson ignited a flash mob from the balcony of Tommy Bahama's. I was busy scrutinizing the crowd from the window above. The women, really. So fine, like a line, like one thin dime, skinny meringues, toothpick legs, warp toothpicks, because at the top where thighs usually meet at the Y, these thighs curved inward. Anorexia, I said to no one in particular. I just called it. I saw at least 10 cases on the short trip from Barnes & Noble to Nordstrom's. So skinny were these women. I wondered where they got the idea this was attractive. Each of the anorectics had beautiful faces, made up to the T, and their heads were the right size, but it looked as though they were photoshopped onto computer-animated bodies. Actually, computer-animated women are stick figures with tight clothes, so I wonder who told them this is sexy. And then I saw it, like a terrible omen. The mannequins in the windows of every store had legs just like that. Mannequins have never been so skinny. I felt like a giant ogre among them with my size 10 1/2 scuffed, recycled Naturalista shoes and free box size blue jeans. And later that evening, driving down Fairfax to get some Ethiopian food, I heard a story on NPR. Maybe you heard it too. In the Northwest African nation of Mauritania, young women are sent away to fat farms, not to shed unsightly pounds, but to gain as much as they can. Stuffed with dates, couscous, and sometimes 14 gallons of camel milk a day. Because for the men, the more room a woman takes up in the bed, the more fortunate her husband is, never mind what she wants. And when these Mauritanian teens are sent away and force-fed, they are beaten if they refuse. They are experiencing yet another aspect of misogyny and masochism when it comes to women and their bodies. Can we go for a moment without dictating what a woman's body should look like and allow her to simply be who and how she is? We'd have to close our eyes for this exercise. No judgment or comparison, profiting off a woman's obsession with her body, a reflection of the world, the culture's idea that women are still nothing more than pretty possessions. And should you not fit the mold because you are too thin or too fat, well, my dear, let me tell you, you are not broken. Just go ahead, break the mold. This is Sherry Glazer Love for KZYX. You can hear this commentary and other archive commentaries at www.sherryglazer.net.